Tonight we're going to briefly talk about unfinished business in observance of celebration of the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Paraphrasing from his last speech, individually, we are poor by comparison. Collectively as a community, we are richer than most nations in the world. That's power if we knew how to pull it. I want to talk about the unfinished business, and in the center of my thoughts as I prepared this podcast is a little book in the Bible, very easy to find. It's just before the book of Revelation, making it next to the last book of the Bible, the book of Jude. It's a letter to God's chosen people, basically telling them how to stand up for what they believe in, defending their community against false teachers. Jude is similar to 2 Peter, the second chapter. In fact, they're almost identical in word, but they're different in purpose. The purpose of 2 Peter was to remind the children of God of who they were and where they came. The purpose of Jude was to call them to action. As I looked at some of the teachings and listened to some of the speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King, it came to my mind very clearly that as a people, we have a lot of work yet to do. The vote alone will not get us justice in this country. Together with proper use of economic power, and an understanding of the agenda and the methods of those who would destroy us, literally and figuratively, only then can there be a realistic hope of justice for all in this country. And no one is going to give us economic freedom. A bit of irony on Martin Luther King's birthday, or the celebration day, which was Monday. The President of the United States came on television boasting about how much he had done for African Americans in this country. And he put forth the 3.5% unemployment rate as an example. What he didn't say, however, was that black unemployment, tied to all unemployment, has been on a downward slope for the last 10 years. He's been in office 3 years. He also didn't tell you that the reason the unemployment rate is low is because of an oversupply of low-wage jobs. Jobs that don't pay a livable wage. The working full-time jobs, millions of people in this country don't earn enough to move them out of poverty. That's the reality of what is in the 3.5% unemployment rate. You're working, but not making enough to live by. He also did say that of the homeless in this country, over 50% of them are black or African Americans. How well this country has gone, or how far it has gone in giving black people equal rights, depends on who you're talking with at the moment. 78% of black people in the country say that the country has not gone far enough giving black people equal rights. 37% of whites and 48% of Hispanics agree that the country has not gone far enough in giving black people equal rights. Now, an interesting thing when you look within the numbers, among the white population, there is a vast divide, and that divide is along party lines. 64% of white Democrats and only 15% of white Republicans agree the country has not gone far enough. On the Republican side, 31% say the country has gone too far, with 5% of white Democrats believing the country has gone too far in giving equal rights gone too far. Is that possible? Gone too far to give people, human beings, equal rights? As a people, you've been told you're nobody, and you believed it. You were knocked down and stayed down. Your towns and cities were bombed and burned, and you did not rebuild them. Why? The word is fear. Fear of what might happen to you. Fear of what might happen to your children. Unfortunately, the reality is you're still being killed by law enforcement and by each other. Your children are still suffering at the hands of education systems that mentally castrate them, by an economic system designed to keep them in poverty, by religious institutions that teach them that they are an abomination, or at best that they should joyfully accept servitude and suffering down here in hopes of a glorious crown by and by in the sky, by medical systems that view them as less than and lab rats, by family and community who offer them nothing. What happened to "I came that you may have life, and that life in abundance"? What happened to "you are no longer servants, no longer male or female, no longer Jew or Gentile"? What happened to "love your neighbor, care for the needy, the widows and children among you"? Where are the strong men of the house? The solutions begins with you studying and understanding the systems that drive this country, the economic system, the education system, the political system. Study how each of these affect you, good or bad. They drop drugs in your community, it's your choice to use them or not. They drop guns in your community, your choice if or when and how to use them. Overprescription of certain types of drugs to children and elderly in your community, your choice to find out why. The book of Jude tells us to beware of false teachers, those who care only for money, those who live only by their own field, those who would make you turn against each other. There's work to be done, politicians to be grown and educated, institutions to be strengthened, and economic base to be solidified. The choice is yours, individually and collectively as a community. You only have gain to look forward to, result of your change in method, or you can continue the aimless journey scurrying around on the bottom of American society as others build off your backs. This is Evelyn Bowden. Thank you for listening, and do join me again.